Today is the fifth week of Lent. Welcome to the table. Take a moment to pause and breathe in and out slowly. Rest in knowing that God welcomes you to His grace-filled table. I had just started a planned 3-month sabbatical with a 4-day silent retreat. On my first night, I wrote 4 words in my journal I hope never to write again. I wrote, "God, I miss you." You might ask, how does a pastor miss God? Don't you work for him or something? My answer to that is I ended up missing God the same way any of us end up missing God, by allowing other voices to distract and drown out the one true voice I should be intentionally seeking and listening to. And when I'm distracted from hearing God's voice, my relationship with Jesus seems so dry and empty and is devoid of the joy and intimacy that all true and lasting relationships need.
Thinking of your relationship with Jesus right now, how close do you feel? Do you desire to be closer? Why? Or why not?
We join Jesus today at the table of some of his closest friends, Mary and Martha. You might remember that Lazarus is their brother. To help find this table in your life, as you listen, notice what people are and are not doing. Hear what they are or are not saying. And of course, don't miss the perspective of Jesus.
I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I've come to give you a life that is beyond words, a life of peace and joy and love.
Jesus is longing to speak to us and is speaking to us in different ways. But there are so many other voices fighting for our attention. And if we don't make the intentional decision to create space to hear Christ's voice, that choice will be made for us. Those other voices are simply too loud and too persistent, and we will always give more of our time and energy to the seemingly louder and more urgent voices in our lives. Okay, now let's listen to our key passage with our full attention to the voice of Jesus at the table.
As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came home to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister, Mary, sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it. and it will not be taken away from her.
We hear that Martha was distracted, and we hear from Jesus that she was worried and upset over all these details. These formational highlights reveal the heart of this passage. As you are with Jesus today in this moment, prayerfully listen for the Spirit's prompting as you reflect on the following.
What distracts you from Jesus? What was Martha's attitude toward Jesus? Towards Mary? Why do you think that was? Did you hear how Martha accused not only her sister, but Jesus of not caring? Could her attitude be a result of not sitting at the feet of Jesus first and simply doing things that were never asked or expected of her? How does that perspective strike you?
As you hear today's scripture again, reflect on where do you find this table in the ordinary moments of your life? Where are your moments of distraction? Where can you find opportunities to be with Jesus and listen?
As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came home to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister, Mary, sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her."
Reflect on all the reasons that you are worried and upset. How does your time with or away from Jesus affect these many things? What needs to happen in your life to have the one thing be the primary thing? In these final moments of prayer today, imagine Jesus inviting you to a table he has reserved and set just for the two of you in a quiet place. What do you hear him sharing with you?
Come to the table. Jesus is expecting you.